Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, despite what the world may want in its own self-will apart from the living God, they cannot get away from the fact and the truth. Jesus Christ is Lord. Our Heavenly Father loves us and has made the way out for us through Christ Jesus, who is the gate, who is the doorway. He is the access point, the way off the wheel, the way out of this trap of the world and the world system and all of the mind control and the barrage and the attacks and everything else that goes on in this place. We have been given a hope, and our hope is in that name. At that name, every demon trembles. Everything in the world has to acknowledge the authority and the power. And it is that name against that the world strives so hard against, that the world tries so hard to corrupt, that the world tries so hard to discredit, to blot out. And yet, despite all of their efforts, truth remains true. You could not like gravity as much as you want, but it doesn't change the fact that it's still going to be there. And if you walk off the side of a building, it is still going to impact and affect your life. So there's a lot of things going on in this life, in this universe, that are universals, that are put in place. There are natural laws, there are universal laws, there are things that just are what they are. And you can try as much as you want to believe something else and delude yourself and give yourself over to a strong delusion trying to say something is something else. But in the end, the fool is the person that deludes themselves. The wise man is the man that seeks truth. The wise man is the man that seeks and pursues what is real. Because in that pursuit of what is real, you have the ability to align your life with truth, with a foundation that lasts, with a foundation that is not shaken when the storms of life come. Here, okay, so for example, when you put your life in a lie and you invest your life in a lie, well, when that lie is tested, everything falls apart because that lie is not based on anything. It's not based on a sure foundation. So you can believe a lie as much as you want, but in the end, that lie is not going to stand in the time of testing, and even just the test of time. Because even though, you know, we are eternal beings, we exist in a time-bound reality, and this time-bound reality has a way of revealing and showing. You give things just a little bit of time, and how often, especially now in this age where light is just breaking forward from all kinds of sides, and the darkness is ramping up as much as it can to try to block out light, but they cannot stop the transition. They cannot stop the exposing of things. You know, anything can come to the light at this time, at any moment, mind you. And in a moment, something that was hidden for decades and generations can be brought to the light in a second and fanned out all over the world. So it's an incredibly delicate time for those that have put themselves in the darkness because they can't control it. They don't know where the next hit is going to be. They don't know who the next potential casualty is going to be. And the problem that they have, too, is that even their disinformation machines, they ramp them up as fast as they can, but they can't keep up. They cannot keep up with that which is coming forward any more than a man, you know, on the ocean can block a wave coming at him. Sure, he can stand there and try to oppose it in his frail human form, but that wave is just far more than he can ever deal with. So either you flow with what God is doing, or you stand in opposition and are crushed. But either way, it is going to be what it's going to be. You know, this is why for the follower of Christ, you know, we exist not in a place of fear like the worlders do. We exist in a place of truth. We exist in a place of peace. We exist in a place of knowing, a place of consummation with the Spirit of the living God. And in that place, there is freedom, there is boldness, there is peace, there's understanding, there's the direction that comes from God. Now, yes, we experience sorrows in this life, even as Christ Jesus, the man of sorrows himself, while he was here in this world, experienced and was touched with the humanity that we all face. And the experience of this life, you know, he did not shield himself from that. You know, he allowed himself to be put headlong into that and experienced all of the struggles, the terrors, the traumas that you and I go through as well in this life and at this time. So, you know, he that knew no sin became sin for us. So that's a powerful, powerful truth that, you know, he did that for us so that we would know and have the opportunity for another way. And we live and move and exist in this other way. Now, the world hates that. And those that are part of the world and the world system, they despise that you have moved forward from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. They despise the fact that nothing in this world can tear you out of his hands. You know, once you are in the hand of the living God, there's no power, no height, nor depth, no power, no principality. Nothing can remove you from the hands of the living God. Now, you could, of your own free will, choose to reject truth and walk another way. But God is not going to abandon you. You know, if you choose to leave him, that's your will and that's your decision and that's your choice. But if you stay with him, he's going to always be there with you and protect you and guide you and lead you through all of this minefield of this life. And sometimes you just have to hang on for a little bit longer because he's just going to carry you through whatever that is that you're facing at the time. Do we face traumas in this life? Yes. You know, and those, they hurt. There's struggles, they hurt, they're painful. There's times where obviously, you know, just like Jesus in the garden, he was like, Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But we have to complete that prayer. It says, nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. So, Lord God, your will be done. Nevertheless, your will be done. And then always, whenever you're in that dark hour, take it before the Father, and he will give you rest. He will help you in those times of need, because he knows. You cannot do this on your own. You never were supposed to be able to do this on your own. The way you're supposed to do this, the way you're supposed to go through this, is in consummation with the Spirit of the living God, and his life flows through you, and you are an ambassador of light and truth. It's not you. So you can let yourself off the hook. It's not you. So if God chooses to have you in whatever state that he wants you to be in, then that's his choice. Because he is the potter and we are the clay, and we will be wherever he has us to be, doing whatever he has for us to do. You don't know the merit and the value of you fulfilling your assignment. All you know is that the head wants you to be where he wants you to be. Just like in any military, you know, there's all kinds of different functions. And is sometimes, you know, if somebody doesn't do the piece that's necessary, you can have an entire breakdown. You know, if somebody doesn't send that crucial piece of information or stand their post or do their watch or just one small thing can lead to a huge just loss of life or mistakes or something can happen that wasn't supposed to happen. So, you know, and sometimes people don't see the value of their particular role, but you don't have to. What you do need to do is you need to trust, and you need to seek the Lord's face in whatever it is that you're in the middle of, and just make sure that you're in step with Him. And when you don't understand, fine, talk to Him about it, because you are in a relationship. You know, He is your Father. You can take things before Him. When you struggle with something, you can take it before Him. He knows your frame. He knows that you are in a place, and you're in enemy and hostile territory. He knows that. So in the midst of that, pray. In the midst of that, read the Word, because there's going to be things in the Word that are going to be there for you. Speaking of the Word, let's read a little bit, shall we? Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Okay, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets and by the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making requests, if by any means now at length I might have prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hereto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. And I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shown it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God unto an image made like corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also hath given them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of the error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God and their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure them in them that do them. Ah, okay. Just reading the Bible. Just reading the Word, just even that reading of the Word, there are people out there that if you just read the Scripture straight, that they wince and they twist themselves. There are passages in there that you will not hear read on any given Sunday in any denominational church inside the United States. Tisk tisk, what to do? Yeah, you know, here's the thing. God created us as free will beings. You can choose to do all kinds of things. But in your choice, just realize that there's consequence in actions, in your actions. And you can choose to do whatever you want, you just can't choose the consequences. So when people go the way of the world, when they go and they follow the enemy of their soul, when they align themselves with that which is not true, and in them, verse 32, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So things die. Dreams die. Hopes die. Your chance for a fulfilled life dies. True relationships die. The communities die. Towns die. States die. Nations die when you go the way of the world. When you turn your back on truth. Now here's the thing. Here's a better way to go. Instead of standing over people like a school mom and trying to watch them and regulate their behavior. Listen, if you seek the Lord, what's the first commandment? Honor the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All right. If you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, if you seek God and you pray and you say, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done, even as He taught us to pray, and you're surrendering your free will to His, what the Spirit of truth is going to do, because God said in His Word, you need that no man teach you, for the Holy Spirit will teach you when He comes upon you. So what the Holy Spirit will do if you give your will over to Him is He will begin to work with you. And He takes you wherever you're at, and He then works with your spirit. And He is wonderful in the way that He does that. And He's loving in the way that He does that. And everything that He does, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, so He is leading you in a path of life. He's leading you in a path away from death. See, here's what happens sometimes with some of these things as well, is that people use your past or, you know, something along those lines, and they will use that whenever you go into these institutional religions, and now they get your record, they try to figure out whatever it is that you did, and then they use that to now control you, to guilt you, to shame you, to you're never quite good enough, you're never going to be okay. All of that is there, and that's used, and that's a corruption, that's an abomination to the truth. Because the truth is that when you are in Christ, you're a new creation. And now in that being a new creation, you walk it out being led by the Lord of your spirit, the Lord of your soul, and He leads you in the path of life. And as He leads you in that path of life, He will work with you individually. Because again, every person has an individual role and responsibility in the body, and God directs that because He knows, as the head, what He wants each piece of the body to do, where He wants each piece of the body to go, what your weaknesses are, what your strengths are, how He made you, how He fashioned you. All of that is His, not anybody else's. And when we encourage one another in the truth, and I thank God that right now, in the time that we live in, we have the capability of reaching the entire world, you know, with a message like this very quickly. So we can do that. But these things are to nudge you in the right direction, not to control you. Come and go as you please. Go in and out and find pasture. Come and go as you please. Use that which is there to help strengthen you. But this is by no means a means of control. You know, this is, listen, God's, by His grace, allowed us an opportunity to put messages out and to put the truth out there. That's it. And it is what it is. So we do our role, we do our part, that's it. May God bless you and help you with it, but you have to walk out your life with Him. Knowing that when you choose to follow the leading of the Spirit of God, you're choosing life. And when you reject the Lordship of Christ, you're going in a way that's not a very good path. Now, this is not a message of condemnation. It's just the facts of what things are. So here's the thing, is that before Christ, you were stuck. You didn't have the power to do anything about this. Before the Spirit of the living God was given to us, we didn't have the power. Now you have it. You've been given power to walk through this whole thing. Jesus said, all authority on heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Therefore, go make disciples of all nations. You know, we do that. So we go, and as we go, and as we follow, and as we trust, God uses us, and He gives us power, and He quickens us, and He enables us. But the freedom that you have in Christ Jesus, many will resent that. Many will try to crush that. At the start of this chapter, Paul talks about Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, verse 1, called to be an apostle, appointed unto the gospel of God. Separated and unto the gospel of God. So, you know, we get called. Paul was called and separated unto God. You, my brother, you, my sister, were called and separated unto God. And God does that. He calls. The many are called, the chosen are few. God calls. And those that respond are chosen. And those that walk it out are chosen. And they walk out a journey and an adventure. And God will give you grace, as in verse 5. According, you know, so to whom we've received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for His name. Among whom ye are also the called of Jesus Christ. You are the called of Jesus Christ. And God has given you grace for the role that He's called you into. And as you are walking this out with Him in obedience, He lifts you up and strengthens you. So we encourage people all over the world. We encourage you, do that which God has for you to do. And realize that every time that you make a decision in line with what God speaks to you, you are choosing life. Listen, the world is going to continue to go on deceiving each other and being deceived. They're going to continue to try to strive to bring people into corruption. Remember verse 32, that who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So realize that those that are at the heads of the world and the world system, it's not enough for them just to corrupt and destroy their own souls. They have to try to bring other people into that. They get pleasure in the destruction of others. They get pleasure in taking people down a negative path. They get pleasure in taking people away from God. They get pleasure in corrupting that which God has made in His own image and His own likeness. Because why? Because they're demonically inspired. Because they are motivated by the enemy of your soul, the devil, who was kicked out. Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28. The devil was stripped and was kicked out and has been thrown down. So because the devil exists in a limited state, in a reduced state, still has power, mind you, power that is greater than any human being apart from the living God. If you don't have God in your life, if you don't have the power of the name of Jesus and His Holy Spirit flowing through you, you can't stand against that devil. But once you have that power, you can walk through with your head held high, knowing the one that you serve. But that devil that hates you for who you are. You are the child of the living God. You are a joint heir with Christ Jesus. You are one called according to His name. You are one that is looking forward to an eternal union in the transition from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. You are one that has an incredible inheritance ahead of you and so much available to you right now. So of course He hates you. Because every time He sees you, He knows and understands part of what He's lost and part of what your hope is and what He will never experience or never know. So what is His goal? The goal of the enemy of your soul is to corrupt that which is made in the image and the likeness of God. To destroy that which is made in the image and the likeness of God. So this is where, you know, sometimes people are like, oh my gosh, is this happening over here and this is happening over there? And you know, there's corruption of the food supply, corruption of the medical industry, corruption of the water supply, corruption of the educational system, corruption of the healthcare system, corruption of, you just go down the political system and every place, business, oh my gosh, every place you turn around and it's like, and you see, here's the workers of the devil pushing through a demonic and satanic and destructive agenda. And when people start, if anybody would actually put themselves on God's page, align themselves with truth, you see where this hydra monster is coming from. All these different heads, but all connected to the same beast body. It's at enmity with God. It's at enmity with Christ Jesus. It's at enmity with that which is true, that which is real. So if it's the lie, they will support it. If it is an abomination to God, they will support it. They will push it out. They will do everything that they can in this time to bring that forward, to destroy that which is made in the image and the likeness of God. Because the devil can't get to God. So the closest thing that he can do is to try to destroy God's creation. To try to destroy that which is made in His image and His likeness. And because, now here's the thing too. God causes all things to work together for the good of the call according to His purpose. Let's take a step back just for a moment. I know all of us have been in our own particular situations over these last weeks and months that have been troubling and trying, of course. I'm not taking anything away from those, but for a second, step back. Look at what happened with Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ came into the earth, had the odds stacked against Him from His birth. And with all that He faced and endured in His lifetime, and then with His ministry, throughout that ministry, yeah, He had moments of incredible showing and revealing of the power of God and the teaching and all that. But throughout, he had opposition. Throughout, he was hunted. Throughout, he was spitefully spoken against. He did good to people, and they responded by tormenting him and by stalking him, by chasing after him, by trying to twist his words, trying to get him killed. Throughout. And then, ultimately, when it came down to the timing of God, mind you, not of men, because they tried a bunch of times to kill Jesus. But what did Jesus say? No man takes my life from me. I lay it down of my own accord, only to take it back up again. You, my brother and sister, by the way, side note, have that same thing given unto you. No one takes your life from you. You lay it down of your own accord as the Spirit of the living God quickens you to do so, only to take it back up again. You will be poured out. No man will harvest you. No man will destroy you. You, in God's timing, will be poured out, and then God will pull you home. And you will have peace in your departure from this life. Because you will fulfill the mission that God has for you while you're here. Now, but Jesus was, throughout his life, through his very death, he faced the opposition of the entire world system and all that it had to throw at him. And in that conclusion of the matter, death was overcome in victory. That was the reason he came in the first place. It was not for a cushy life. It was not for a perfect existence here. It was not for, for everything just to go well and to build up some empire. No. He came and established the spiritual kingdom and the exit for you and I. The gospel, the good news. We preach that good news everywhere. And that good news is that the way has been made. You, this moment, can be fused with the very creator of all of this. The universe itself. The one that made us all. You can be brought into oneness through Christ. You can have direction and leading and guiding with Him. And this world, even though with all the evil intentions that it has, God has used it and uses it to raise us up. He uses it to refine. He uses it to purify. He uses it to cut away that which is not of Him. He uses it to reveal that which is not of Him in us. He uses it to expose. And He uses it to glorify Himself. Here's the thing. When we walk through all of this, it glorifies Him. Because with all the odds stacked against us, under-resourced, outgunned in the natural, all of that there, and yet we walk through. Yet we triumph. Yet we overcome. Yet we're still here. Still here, standing. Having done all to stand. We carry on. We carry through. I think for myself how much my life situation has changed in the last 2 years and how much it will continue to change because we continue to walk with Him. He will lead you. He will guide you. Know that the laws that God has put in place, because there are spiritual principles that are there, and your only exit, your only hope is Christ Jesus. Once you have that hope, you have everything you need. But outside of Christ Jesus, oh my gosh, you would not want to have your house built on anything else than that which is coming. If your house, if your spiritual foundation is built on the rock, Christ Jesus being the cornerstone, you are going to be fine. He will lead you, He will guide you, He'll direct you, and you're going to have peace while other people are melting down. But if you are built anywhere else, oh my goodness, God help you. because he's the only one that can. You are going to be destroyed in that. And all of these things and all of these places where people have all of their opinions and all of their ideas and they just value those so much, those will not mean anything in a very short period of time. And it's unfortunate. Didn't need to be like that. But there are universal laws at play. And just like gravity continues to work, all of these things continue to work. You reap what you sow. That's just what it is. You can not like that as much as you want. This is not going to change it. It's still going to happen. If you sow evil, you're going to reap evil. If you sow corruption, you're going to reap destruction. It's just how it is. See, this is why we need to make the truth known, because in the end, as much as people don't like it, these are one of the few things that this is part of the hope that needs to be known. For example, say somebody that is, you know, completely out of physical condition and their body is not been in the right place. You may not like the fact that exercise is necessary. And you may curse at your trainer and you may curse at the person that is trying to help get you into shape. But that's what's necessary. Because if you keep going that particular path, it's probably going to kill you and send you to an early grave. And you may not like what that person stands for, being a physical trainer, but it's what's necessary. It's what's needed. And all these shortcuts will never substitute for that which needs to be done. So, brother, sister of the living God, it's quite simple. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. You know, love. Love is a powerful thing. And put it all towards the Father and let that overflow, flow through you into the world that's around you that needs love and light and truth and direction and peace and understanding and some guidance. Speak the truth. You choose to live within the way that God shows you. And if others ask, you give a share the hope that you have in Christ. You know, we make things known. At the same time, we don't apologize for being who we are. We don't apologize for speaking truth. We don't apologize for our existence. We stand strong because there is another way. And the world would not like that to get out. They want to keep everybody imprisoned and trapped here over and over and over again. But there's a way out. And that message goes forward. That message gets out. That truth is known. And in the truth that is known, there's hope and there's peace. Listen, don't worry about anything. I know we've all kind of fallen into that for a season and we've been perplexed. But that, you know where that comes from? Just remember the story of Jesus and Peter. When Jesus was walking on the water, and Peter, as long as his eyes were on Christ, he was able to do the miraculous. As long as his eyes were on Christ, he was able to walk and to do what Christ Jesus did. The moment that he took his eyes off Christ and he started looking at all the things going on around him and all of the waves tossing and the winds blowing, he started to look at the natural circumstance. Once he put his eyes there, the result of that was he started falling, started sinking. If you focus on the things that are going on around you and all the turbulence that's around you, it is going to bring you down. But if you keep your eyes on Christ, follow him, trust him, seek his face, and listen to his instruction, because what did Jesus say to Peter? Come. Peter said, Lord, if it's you on the water, ask me to come to you. Jesus said, come. Jesus was, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You restore my soul. You lead me, you know, he leads you beside the still waters. He's going to take you through. So Jesus, knowing, even though it was a turbulent situation around him, the valley of the shadow of death around him, Jesus said, come. And Peter followed the voice of the good shepherd, stepped out, walked on the water, and then started to doubt. Because he was looking at all that was going on around him, and it made him start to sink. And he would have sunk and continued to sink. But he called out to Jesus, and then Jesus reached in, grabbed him, and said, why did you doubt? Why do you doubt? Well, if that story is any indication, it's probably when you take your eyes off of Christ and you put it on the things around you. Listen, the world is going to go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. Even as we read in Romans, all this stuff is just going to continue to ramp up. Because they're going to continue to put themselves against God. Because they're under direction. If they've gone the way of the world, they have to now toe the line. They have to play the game. And that game, mind you, is that which is against God. That which is against Christ. That which is against truth. That which is against what is real. That which is slavery to the world and the world system. So it is going to be more and more and more of the same. Each time destroying their own soul. So, for you, my brother and sister, when you pray, you're aligning yourself with truth. When you pray, you're aligning yourself with God. When you seek His face, you're aligning yourself with Him. What is that doing? That is putting you in a state. Walk out that state in your life here, in your time on the earth. Seek His face and keep your eyes on Him amidst the storm. And it's going to give you peace. The only direction, the only place you need to go is Christ. Whatever it is that needs to be taken care of, He will take care of it. He knows your situation, okay? Matthew 6, He knows. Consider the birds. You know, they neither toil nor spin. Oh, consider the birds. They don't store in barns. They don't do all of that. But your Heavenly Father feeds them. Flowers of the field. They don't toil, they don't spin, but God makes them, clothes them better than Solomon. So you've got what you need. And God will take care of, will watch over, will guide, will strengthen, will show, will reveal, will quicken you in that which is necessary. You make that choice, and then you walk it out. You make the choice to follow Christ, to be fused and one with the Spirit of the living God, and you walk it out every moment, right now. And that's it. And then let the rest be what it is. God quickens you to do something, do it. God doesn't have anything for you to do, then enjoy. Enjoy the creation. Enjoy that which is around you. Enjoy the relationships that God's given you in your life. You know, there's people that you sometimes you can be so worried and perplexed that there are some great people around you and you miss the pleasure of their company, and then God moves you on and you that window's done. Enjoy the people that God's put around you. Have a grateful heart in all things. Be anxious about nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication, make your requests known unto God. Absolutely, do that. You know, whatever's stressing you out, take it before Him. But also, have a grateful heart. You've already been given life in Christ Jesus. You've already been given more than the world will ever know or ever understand. The richest man in the world, in an eternal perspective, would give everything that they have. If they don't know Christ, when this thing is played out, they would gladly exchange everything that they have for what it is that you have in Christ. because you have that which is real, that which is lasting, that which is eternal. And all that they have in this life and in this world, those that are power brokers and those that control and all that they do, none of it will last. And they know that. Those that have any smarts know that. And yet, they are still going and towing the line in misery and in sorrow. You, my brother, you, my sister, have a grateful heart because you've been given already that which is beyond measure. And whatever it is that's necessary, God will quicken you, God will strengthen you, God will help you. So you don't have to worry. Trust Him. Be grateful. And know that He's in control. And with that, know too that, hey, we love you guys. You've got friends out there that love you. There's a great cloud of witnesses that's already gone before that are cheering for you. They're cheering for you. They're cheering for you right now. And they're saying, come on, you can do it. Come on, hold on. Look to God. You know this. You got this. Come on, it's in the Word. Come on, it's there for you. Come on, claim that which is yours. Walk in that which is yours. Speak in that which is yours. Pray in the name that has power. Do that which God has given you to do. Come on, you can do this. They're praying for you. They're interceding. Even as Christ Jesus intercedes for you, the very hand of the Father makes petition for you. Even as the Spirit of the living God quickens you, everything is there for you. In Jesus' name right now, I combine this prayer as well with those that are praying for relief. Father, we ask right now, Lord, that you would lift the attack, destroy the attacks of the enemy right now. And instead, Father, we pray for peace. Lord, your burden is easy, your yoke is light. We pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that we will not carry any of the weights of the world. Those are not ours to carry. Any of the burdens of the world, they are not ours to carry. We rebuke them in Jesus' name. We cast them off from us right now. Father, instead we pray for your Holy Spirit and the lightness of your Spirit to quicken each and every one of us. Everyone that is hearing this prayer right now, I pray for strength in their bodies, strength in their minds, a quickening of their minds, a quickening of their hearts, encouragement in their spirits, encouragement in their souls. I pray, Lord God, that they would have a rekindling in their own spirit and an understanding of that which they have in you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, I pray you bless them. Bless each and every one of us, Father, in that which is ours at this time. May we move forward in boldness and in strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hey, God bless you guys. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. All right. Hey, we'll catch up with you soon. God bless you. Bye.